what do you see that you like in this Senate bill?
I think the best thing is that it moves forward with a shift in how federal agencies do cybersecurity. So less money is wasted, a lot more money is put into defenses, and that's probably its greatest strength. It also strengthens the office in the White House. It does a lot of other things, but if you get down to where you'll actually improve the risk management, reducing risk in the United States, it's really FISMA that makes this bill special.
A lot of folks, including you, have talked to me about the idea of continuous monitoring and how important continuous monitoring is, whether it's legislated or not, in securing agency networks. What do you see here on continuous monitoring that will actually get the agencies to a point where they're able to do it and doing it rather than just writing about it?
The principal shift is that the inspectors general are still thinking that they're supposed to be measuring whether or not somebody has written a 300-page report every 3 years. And until the law changes, even though it wasn't in the old law, until the law changes, it doesn't look like they're going to make a big shift. There was a meeting on Wednesday where they actually began talking about making the shift to continuous monitoring. But so far, there still seems to be pressure to write a lot of reports instead of doing a lot of security.
You've been an advocate for a long time of not getting rid of the reports, but making them pertinent, making them reports that mean something and that are worth reading instead of just filing. What does that look like, and what maybe could be included in this as it goes to debate on the floor that might not be in there now?
I actually don't think it's making the reports more readable. We can't respond to these particular attacks in the time it takes to edit and print a report. This is a daily defense. So when we talk about continuous monitoring, we don't mean every quarter. We don't mean every week. We mean every day, and many times a day, and mitigation as fast as you write reports. So it's a very different idea from all the reporting. So I want to do that. And that's what is emphasized in the bill, is that they want continuous monitoring and mitigation. It's an important idea. It isn't a writing better reports at all, Francis, because you can't write a report in the time it takes for these attacks to spread through the Internet. You've got to act much, much closer to real time. So any reporting is an artifact of continuous monitoring. It's not a separate thing that people do for a living.
What is, given that context, given that environment, what is a reasonable way to measure and ascertain progress, both on the parts of the inspectors general and on the parts of Congress, to understand how the agencies are doing?
So they would do something they do very, very well already. When they check a financial system, they verify that the automation that is put in place is actually finding the right numbers, that there aren't errors in the system,
mm-hmm.
So the financial numbers come out right. That's what they would be doing in cybersecurity. Agencies would have automation for managing the risks, and the IGs would be validating the automated systems to make sure they are, in fact, continuously getting the data right and getting the actions they need. And then they'd separately be measuring risk reduction and seeing whether or not, by running tests on the agencies, they'd be seeing whether or not the agencies are better or not better at protecting their systems against attack.
I've heard a couple of schools of thought about the methodology that leadership in the Senate's using here. One school of thought is that the big bill is the way to go because it'll make this activity happen in a short period of time, and agencies will understand the importance of it if it's packaged together. The other school of thought is that smaller bills dealing with more individual issues would be better because they'll be easier to work on in debate, and they will be also easier to pass. Some of them could pass where a big bill may or may not work. Do you have any particular thoughts about either one of those schools of thought?
I believe that's the separation that started between the Senate and the House and now has spread back over to the Senate. My sense is that the comprehensive bill is by far the better way to go, but it won't pass. So being practical, or more than practical, being realistic, I'm saying to myself, find the best parts of this bill. Make sure they're known to be the best parts of this bill, and make sure that they get passed, whether they get passed as separate bills or part of the NDAA, the National Defense Authorization Act. I think it's the NDAA anyway. Meaning, what I see is this bill becomes a comprehensive set of important things that needs to be done. The most important ones are going to have to get passed one way or another. There's a real potentially fatal attack that has been made against this bill already, the big comprehensive bill. You mentioned it in your opening about how much power the federal government has. Last time there was a big bill that was a really good bill. It had what they called the kill switch in it.
Mm-hmm.
It literally did not have a kill switch in it. But the the Tech America decided they were going to say it had a kill switch in it, and they just made it happen. They persuaded everybody, and that killed the bill. One of the vendors don't want to have new bills because they're making so much money off the system as it is that they're trying to slow the bills down. And one of the vendors has decided that in this bill is a section that lets the government take over contractor computers if they don't do the security right. We can't have the government taking over the computers of our American industry, and I think that's going to be a fatal flaw in the bill, even though it's not there. I mean, it's no more there than it was before this bill was passed.